Why should I care about the CMB? What can that old radiation have to do with me? What do the dimples from the Big Bang spread? Offer little me on this big little earth, 379,000 years after Big Bang banged. Or so I hear, photons escaped thick plasma fog, no longer trapped in the particle bog. Cosmic microwave background, why should I ever care, ever care? Cosmic microwave background, how do I know that it's even there, even there, even there, even there? 13 billion years after that, and just a little bit more, Hansen Wilson in 1964 with a tick radiometer detected it. The surface of light scattering, wow, what a hit. The CMB, as through space it moves, turns out to be almost perfectly smooth. But the tiny anisotropies which Kobe found are the seeds of every galaxy we see all around. Cosmic microwave background, why should I ever care, ever care? Cosmic microwave background, how do I know that it's even there, even there, even there, even there? When the cosmos inflated much quicker than light, quantum fluctuations in matter, though slight, expanded to fill the cosmos that we know. Just as tiny ripples into sand dunes grow. That's why I care about the CMB. Without irregularities, there'd be no me. Those quantum blips in the primal gloop enabled stars and galaxies, Alice's adventures in Wonderland and palaces, Guth and truth and fallacies and vegetable soup. Cosmic microwave background, 1/10,000th of a degree, a degree. That's the difference between the warm and the cold, but that's the reason there's you, them, and he, and she. And that teeny little quantum perturbation is what led to me.